Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Today we're going to be talking about blocking out the bad shit in life. Blocking out... The main thing is we're being saturated. Everyone is. If you have a cell phone, if you have a computer, if you have internet, you're being bombarded with crap anytime you look at it. Whether you're on social media, whether you're on anywhere on the internet, you're being bombarded with ads, you're being bombarded with bullshit. And I remember the saying, don't believe everything you see on TV. It's the same with the internet. Don't believe everything you read on the internet, and you're being bombarded with bullshit and lies. And just because they say it online doesn't mean it's true. You're just being bombarded with bullshit to make you afraid, to divide us. Divide us by race, divide us by class, divide us by everything. Some of the extreme bullshit I've seen in the last 2 weeks is that not only does the U.S. now negotiate with terrorists, now we trust them. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, we're at this point where now we trust the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to do the right thing. That's insane. But we're being bombarded with just bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. And it's really made... You know, there used to be a saying when I was younger. They always said sex sells. And so... or violence. You know, so if they wanted... If any of the media agencies wanted to, you know, boost their numbers, they would do a sex scandal, or they would do, they would find, like, the worst stories ever and do that. It's still the same. When I was in Iraq, I remember specifically one time, I went, they had, like, news on in, I believe it was, like, forgot where it was, but we didn't see a lot of TV, but when we did, it was always on the news, right? And I remember we had this one mission where shit didn't go as planned. And about a week late, not even a week, maybe like 2 days later, I saw the TV, and it was CNN, and they were actually talking about the mission that had happened. And they were lying out their ass. Like, and it's the first time I really saw the news completely lie about something. That I had personal first-hand knowledge of what actually happened because I was there. And so I'm watching this news cycle, and they literally said, they're like, blah, 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 blah. They said that we were out there killing babies or some insane bullshit. And I was like, that is like, just complete bullshit that they're allowed to go and lie like that. Well, that was 11 years ago, 12 years ago, and it's only gotten worse. So, just the main moral of the story that I was trying to get at was, we need to block out the bullshit. You know, don't let this bullshit that you see every day on ads or on the media, on social media. Don't let that affect your life. Don't let it affect how you feel. Don't let it affect what you do. You know, this pandemic, plandemic, has really been basically exactly what I'm talking about. They want you to live in fear, complete and utter fear, over something that barely affects you, if it affects you. You have an illness that affects that your risk of dying is less than 1%. You have less than 1% of dying. You have a higher chance of dying driving a car or by 1,000 other things. You have a higher chance of dying than from dying from COVID. But what are you scared of? You're scared of the COVID, even though your chance of dying is nothing, right? But you're scared of it because they've been pushing it for 2 years, that if you don't get the vaccine, if you don't wear a mask, you will die. And then the studies come out that completely blow this up. Basically, if you do get the vaccine, you have a 17% higher chance of dying from COVID. So if you get the vaccine, you have a 17% chance higher chance of death. So why would you get it? Well, you get it because you have to. Not yet, but that's what they're pushing for. And since the government knows that they can't push it themselves, they were on TV yesterday saying, well, we can't mandate it, but we're pushing Facebook and Google and we're pushing all the companies to mandate it themselves. So basically, they're mandating it. It's getting insane. Now, I'm leaving out my personal opinion on vaccines in that argument. My personal opinion on vaccines is I really don't give a shit. Either way, you know? But that's just because of my mindset being in the military. When I was in the military, you didn't have a right. When you're in the military, your body is the property of the military. And literally. That's why they can tell you how fat you can be, how in shape you can be. Your physical body is the property of the military until you get out. And so they can stick you with any vaccine they want. And that's why in over the last month, when I've seen these videos of military members talking about how they're getting kicked out of the military for refusing the vaccine, they should be kicked out. Straight up. If you are in the military, you don't have a choice. You shouldn't have a choice. You signed up for it. And I don't hear them complaining about getting the fucking anthrax vaccine. We have to get anthrax shot into our body, and it kills the muscle wherever you get the needle injection. That's literally the, if you've ever had, most of you probably haven't had anthrax shots, but they burn, you can feel it burning. It, like, so you get the shot, and about 15 seconds later, you just have this fire burning on in your arm, and that's literally your muscle tissue being killed. But you don't hear you don't see videos of them bitching and complaining about that. I can't even donate blood ever for the rest of my life. I can't donate blood because of how many different vaccines I've gotten while I was in the military. They will not even let me donate blood because of how much bullshit is in my blood from the military. You don't see me complaining about it because when I was in the military, we were forced every year, forced to do flu vaccines. We were forced to do other vaccines. And I accepted that because when you're in the military, your body belongs to the military. So you have to take care of it. And they can do whatever they want. That's part of being in the military. And I understand that. So when I see videos of military members complaining about getting kicked out because they're refusing the vaccine and all this shit, just pisses me off. But whatever. And that's bringing it back to the original point. That's why you shouldn't let all this bullshit that's happening, the complete breakdown in Afghanistan, everything else that's going on, the governor race in California, all this bullshit that's going on right now, you can't let it affect you because it will cripple you. It will, like, how can you have a happy and good outlook on life with all this bullshit going on? You have to learn to block it out. Block it out just like an ad blocker. I have an ad blocker in the last 58 minutes. 58 minutes of being on YouTube, it has blocked 484 ads. Since I've installed it, it's blocked 1.4 million ads. So it's blocked 1.4 million ads. I'm rounding down. I'm not rounding up. So let's do 1.4 million times, and the ads are all 30 seconds. Oh, wait. I did that wrong. Oh, that's why I did it wrong. Because I did 1 point. Okay. I got it this time. Okay, there we go. So that's 42 million seconds divided by 60. That will give me minutes. 700,000 minutes. Divide by 60 again will give me hours. 11,000 hours. 11,666 hours. And divide that by 24 hours in a day. 486 days. That's how much time worth of ads have gotten blocked from my ad blocker. 486 days, continuous days. So I would have had to watch over a year worth of bullshit. You know, does it say a date? It doesn't say a date, but I haven't had this computer more than 2 years. So I think I've probably had it about 2 years or less. So in 2 years, I've had well over a year worth of ads That obviously I didn't watch them because they got blocked, but that's how much time would be wasted by watching this bullshit. So you have to, just like I do with the ad blocker, I have to block that shit. Because if I had watched over a year of ads, I don't even know how you could have physically done it, but besides not being able to physically watch all those ads, you have to learn to block this shit out. And I shouldn't let something like politics or other bullshit that's happening somewhere else in the world, I shouldn't let that affect my day-to-day life. As in, I shouldn't let it depress me. I shouldn't let it piss me off to where I can't work. I need to handle my own business. I need to handle, like, you can't go to your kids and say, oh, sorry, I can't play right now because there's a vote in California and I'm watching it, and so I can't, I'm too pissed off to play with you right now. You can't do that. You gotta take care of your shit. You gotta take care of your family. You gotta take care of your kids. You gotta get your work done. You gotta handle your business. That's just my point of view. Alright, let's move on to another topic. So, y'all know, we're building our house. Hopefully we'll be able to move in early next year. It's nothing but drama, bullshit after bullshit after bullshit. It's a terrible investment. Don't do it. But, hopefully it gets done. I'm really excited for it to be done. Taking vacation at the end of the month, to work on the house. I hate vacation, and I literally, every single year, my bosses get on to me because I never take vacation, and I'm like, dude, y'all never take vacation. So, like, we're all workaholics. We all love to work, love our jobs. A lot of days, my job sucks because, like, the code's not working. Like, there's good parts of software development, and there's bad parts. You know, if you're sitting there debugging for 2 hours and then at the end of it you find out it's because you didn't capitalize one letter out of 1,000 lines of codes, 1,000 lines of code, and you didn't capitalize one letter, or you missed one comma out of 1,000 lines, and so you spent hours upon hours trying to find that one thing. Those are times where it pisses you off a little bit, but so it's not all good, but it is a good job overall. I like it because you can always improve. You improve every day. And, like, I've seen developers that's why they never made it in software development, because they don't continually improve. I love the fact that you always get better. The more you do it, the better you get. And you have to continually learn because technology changes so fast. And so you have to keep learning new stuff and getting better and better at the basics. And yeah, I don't know why I got onto that subject. I got lost for a minute. Anyway, we were talking about blocking out the bad shit in life. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it control your life. Don't live in fear because the media says you should live in fear. It's bullshit. The top three things that will kill you over the last decade, they've always been the same. cancer, drunk driving, and number one is medical malpractice. Medical malpractice has been the number one killer for the last 50 years. Period. Hands down. You are the most likely reason to die is because a doctor fucked up. Gave you the wrong medicine, gave you the wrong dose, fucked up in surgery and killed you. Medical malpractice is the number one cause of death. Followed by cancer, followed by drunk driving. So, you're more likely to walk out if you live in a city, because I don't have buses where I live. That's why I gotta stress that point. You're more likely to walk out and get hit by a bus than you are to die from COVID. So don't live in fear. They've done a good job of getting the majority of the public to live in fear for the last 2 years. Enough of this bullshit. And you know it only, they only want the general public to live in fear. They don't live in fear. They throw parties at Martha's Vineyards and no mask, no nothing. But you have to wear a mask. You have to get the vaccine or you can't go, like in New York. You can't go to a restaurant, you can't go buy groceries, you can't do anything unless you have the vaccine. And it's bullshit. Just take a look at everyone on the left is always saying, oh, we should be more like Australia. Well, look at Australia. They have the military forcing people to stay in their house. And you can't even walk outside your house. If you walk outside your house, the military will arrest you. Australia is using the military against the civilian population because the civilian population is not armed. So this has essentially ended the gun control debate in the United States. Seeing what has happened over the last year in Australia has essentially, you will never get rid of guns in the United States because of that. Because if you got rid of the guns, the very next day, they would bring in the National Guard and control your life. That's how it is. They want complete control over your life. Can't let that happen. I hate getting into politics, man. Politics suck. Like, there's so much lying and backstabbing and corruption in politics. It's disgusting. Like, why can't we just have normal people they should literally fire like 98% of the politicians, and the rule to replace them is you can only vote in people who have never been a politician. That would I don't know if it would solve our problem, but it would definitely be better than what we have now. All right. I think that's about it. I honestly need to get to work. And so I just wanted to get this episode out. I'm excited about, sometime next year, early next year, once we move into the new house, I have set up, I have a library, and I'm actually setting it up in a way so that I can do video podcast and actually have like a studio type setup. So sometime next year, obviously you'll still be able to listen here, but I've tried doing video stuff in the past, but I didn't really have the setup for it, and honestly, I hate video, but a lot of people like it. So, That's where, sometime next year, that's where I'll be moving into. I plan on having, like the library set up and like a chair, and we'll do like a podcast style where it's like, it's hard to explain, but it'll be better. It'll be better. Anyway, have a wonderful day. And hopefully you got some value out of this 25 minutes of talking. I would like to start having, well, I've said this 100 times, but I would like to start having guests on so it's not just me talking, but we saw the disaster of the podcast that I did with my last guest, and it's because I'm so used to talking by myself that when I have guests on, I talk too much, and so, and I after that podcast, I apologized to the guy who I had on because, I don't think it went as well as it should have, because I'm not used to having other people on, so I'm used to having to talk for the whole time, and so when I have people on, then I talk end up talking too much. So I need to. One of my best podcasts with someone else on was actually, it's one of the first few episodes, so go all the way back to like episode within the first 10 episodes. There's one of them where I interviewed a teacher of mine when I was in college, and he a great individual. Just how his mind works. Like, I literally, every class that I could possibly take that he taught, I took. Even if, whether I needed the class or not, I took every class that it had listed as him as the teacher, because he was just a great mind. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Get to work. Just get out there and crush the shit out of it. I have a lot of work to do in getting my life on track, and I'm sure all of you have also a lot of work, so let's just get to it.